Okay, so I am talking with Sherry Bankin from Titonka, Iowa. And Sherry, tell me how the last couple weeks have been for you. You've been playing I've Got a Secret, and you told me it's not a game that you maybe play the best sometimes.
Right. We don't keep secrets. I should say my side of the family doesn't keep secrets. My husband is a very good secret keeper. Me, on the other hand, not so much.
Oh, Sherry, that's funny. And yet you've been doing a really good job of it. So thank you for that. But so go ahead and tell me the news now. What do you know?
You mean that I'm one of the five finalists?
Exactly.
The day that I found out, it's like my heart was just beating, and it's like I started to have tears in my eyes. It's like, oh my word. You know, it's just a dream.
It is. And so you've been doing tons of daydreaming, I would assume.
Exactly. Yep. You know, we won't talk about it for the longest time. My husband and I won't. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, wouldn't it be nice? Just think. It's like, you know?
Can you imagine, right?
Yeah, it's right. It's just like, what would you do?
Well, okay, that's the question, Sherry. What would you do? Now, you've said that you and your husband have talked about just putting away for retirement, planning for the future, right?
Right. Of course, we'll probably buy something or do something, but he says, we're not going to just go out and just buy something right off the bat. He says, he's more of a thinker and a planner. And it's like, yes, I totally understand that. but it's like, I'm going to get to spend something on what I want.
You're going to have at least a little mad money, right?
Yes, that's so, right, yeah.
So have you thought about your mad money purchase? No.
Oh, I need a new dishwasher.
That's not mad money, Sherry.
I know, but it's like, okay, I don't know. I'm not extravagant. I'm not up to on the modern clothes or anything like that. And my vehicle's in pretty decent shape. It's got a lot of miles on it, but to drive back and forth to work, it's good. So I don't know. I mean, I guess whatever trips my trigger when the time comes.
There you go. Well, okay, there's your assignment. Between now and when I see you next, you have to come up with your mad money idea. I'm
okay.
Kidding. So what do you think is going to happen when people find out that somebody from tiny Titonka, Iowa is one of the five finalists?
Well, they're going to say, how did you get in it? How did you get selected? You know, I suppose, I don't know.
Like, I entered a ticket into a lottery drawing, and look what happened.
Yeah, so don't say you're not going to play because you aren't going to win.
Because it could happen.
It could happen, yeah.
So what do you think New Year's Eve is going to be like for you?
I'm probably going to be on pins and needles.
the longest New Year's Eve of your life?
Yeah, right. It's like, okay, come on. Let's just draw this. Let's go.
Well, and unfortunately, we won't be able to hurry time along. But because we're in the central time zone, it's my understanding you should know before midnight. So that could be at least a nice cap to the evening.
Right, right. It should be a good evening. It should be fun no matter what.
Well, and you've already won. I mean, you got some prizes to even get to this point, and now,
right.
You know, now we're all waiting on pins and needles to see what will happen.
Yeah, so I mean, what a great kickoff for Christmas.